Podcast Wide Open Spaces with Elise. You can listen to this podcast anywhere you love listening to your favorite podcast. Now let's take a ride together and listen and evolve. Well, I've decided to do some lives along with my regular weekly podcast, which I'm on episode number 149 this week. Tattoos make an impact on your mental health. So you can go to my website at wideopenspaceswithelise.com. Elise is spelled I-L-I-S-E or wideopenspaces.podbean.com. Well, I decided to do these little lives because part of exploring the wide open spaces in yourself, I believe, besides your mental health, your anxiety, your stress, your daily life, is travel. And travel is one of my ultimate passions. And I'm going to be doing a lot of travel. So I figured, why not make some of my lives about my travels? And maybe I'll help motivate someone to want to travel if they haven't in a long time, or identify the need to travel to help our mental health. We all need breaks, don't we? I mean, let's be honest. Especially if you live in the United States, if you're listening to me from another country, all cultures are different. But if you've ever visited the United States, we are a fast-paced culture. You know it. We're a stressed culture. We're an anxious culture where we feel guilty if we sit on the couch for 10 minutes just to take a breather. It's just the way we're hardwired, and it's kind of overwhelming and frustrating. And when you do travel, your eyes open because you see the way other people live in other countries, and there's a totally different feel of their work life, their breaks, their siestas, the time they take off. And so it really got me thinking. My podcast is about filling those wide open spaces within and in your world around you with positive, healthy things. And so because of COVID, a lot of my travels were hindered, as well as all of yours. We know how we all got stuck in the house or your condos or your apartments or your wherever you lived. And I'm making up for it this year. And for me, something that is just very good for my mental health is to get away from my everyday life. Not in a sense of avoidance, because if you're constantly doing it to avoid your everyday life, well, then that's another picture and another thing that you need to look at, obviously, in your life. But I'm talking when our brains just need a break. So I'm going to talk about my most recent vacation, and hopefully maybe it'll motivate you to take this type of vacation, short, long, really long, depending on what your time and your financials are. And yes, some of the trips that I discuss will be limited by some people with financial situations or what your financial abilities are, but that doesn't mean you can't go away. It doesn't mean you can't do things. And that's sometimes when our creative juices have to flow, right? Where we have to say, okay, I have this amount of time and I have this amount of finances and I want to get away. What can I do? Now, I know you've all heard about those staycations, and there's really nothing wrong with a staycation. The only problem is if you do it in your home, you're not getting that break. I mean, I love where I live. I love my town, my home, my friends, my environment, but I still need a break from it every now and again. I mean, even if you just go camping somewhere to get out into nature and to get away. So let me share with you the vacation that I just took. It was 6 days and 5 nights on Virgin Voyages, Virgin Cruise Line, and the ship was called the Scarlet Lady. And I was supposed to go on Virgin right after COVID hit. We kind of made plans with one of my friends for her 50th birthday, and then, well, COVID and we kept postponing and postponing and just never could find a date that all of us could go. So with my anniversary coming up, well, we used to cruise all the time, but you guys saw the nightmares, right? When COVID hit with the cruise ships and people being stuck in their cabins and being tested for days. I mean, it really looked like a true nightmare and kind of made me not to want to ever cruise again. But we all evolve and we all change and we've all lived now with COVID and the flu and all the other things that are viral out there. So we went on a cruise. I had no idea what to expect because I've been on so many, but Virgin's philosophy, Richard Branson's philosophy, is to be different than every other cruise ship. And when I say that he had accomplished that 1,000,000%, I am not lying. Everything is completely different from the traditional cruising. So if you're thinking about going on a cruise and you're 18 and older, yes, you heard me, 18 and older, because Virgin is adults only, then I would suggest you really looking into the Virgin Voyages cruise lines. I think they have 3 ships right now. Excuse me, take a drink. That's what happens when you're live. The Scarlet Lady, the Valiant Lady, and there's one more, I can't remember the name. Now, on our ship, first of all, the whole embarking process was different. It was very fast. You got on the ship very quickly. You took your luggage yourself, and you had it tagged, and then they took it away for you. You checked in. You got your little wristband that has magnetic, and so it help, it opens your cabin door. It's what you pay for, your drinks, etc. And so I was excited when I first stepped on the ship because I haven't stepped on the ship in so long. And there's this, if you've never been on a cruise ship, there is this odd sensation the minute you step off the, I don't know, I don't want to say gangplank, but the thing that they put up to the ship that you walk on. And there's some kind of, I don't know, like something that comes over you the minute that you walk. And then you have the staff and they're just so jovial and inviting and telling you, you can go right to your cabin. Your cabin is ready. Let me tell you something. I have never been on any other cruise line where my cabin was ready. They said, go get some food. Cabins aren't going to be ready till a certain time. Not on this ship. Everybody's cabins were ready. Plus right there. You go to your cabin so you can drop off your things. Your suitcases will be dropped off later on. Excuse me. Cabin is nice. I wouldn't say it's anything fancy, but typically cabins on the regular, not the small ships, but the regular ships, they're pretty average. They're not anything plush. They're nice. And we had a balcony, and on your balcony, you literally have a hammock, which is kind of cool. And from there, we went to the galley. Now, normally on most cruise ships, it's the buffet. The dreaded buffet, which I never liked before COVID. And I sure as hell don't like it after COVID. And so what they have is the galley. And this is just to me, I mean, this was like my first few impressions was great. You sit down at a table, go look at the food. You never touch the food. If you want to get the food from the people who are standing behind the counters, they have different stations. They have taco stations. They have ramen stations, ice cream, all different stations, desserts, breakfast all day. You can go up and they'll hand it to you. You never touch it till they give it to you. But you can sit at the table. You can scan the QR code. They have this little thing sitting on the table and you put this little flag up that says ahoy. And that means a server will come over to you. And you can order the same food and the drinks from the server. Beautiful. so much better than the buffets. Buffets just gross me out. I'm sorry. I don't care where a buffet is. The last buffet that we went to was in Vegas 2 years ago, I think, or 2 summers ago, and my daughter got COVID. So I stay away from buffets. So I'm glad that the galley is not a buffet. The other nice thing about Virgin is there's no dining times. You know, you have that early 6:30 seating or the 8:30 seating, not on Virgin. Virgin has about 22 restaurants, some big main restaurants that you make reservations for before you get on the ship. They have Korean barbecue, Italian, Mexican, a steakhouse, Razzle Dazzle, which has a lot of vegan, and they have tons of vegan options on the ship. And the reason why I looked is I have a friend who's vegan, so if we ever go on a cruise, I know that there will be many options for her. And so they really do gluten-free on every menu, really, really catered to everybody. And so you make the reservations, and that's taken care of for you. And lunch, you can eat anywhere from pizza to wings and pretzels and cheese. And on the back of the deck, it's small Greek bites. Food is phenomenal. I can't say much about the entertainment. My husband's not much into doing that, so I didn't experience, but I heard it was fabulous. We listened to the drag queen for a while. They were at different venues. We listened to a couple who played some music, and they were fantastic, but we really didn't do anything like bingo or games. Another great thing about Virgin is they have two special nights. The first night is PJ night. I got to tell you, you know, cruise ships, there's always been this air to them. Not on Virgin. First of all, I saw every age group from 18 and older. But at a certain time, about 10, 10:30, everybody puts their pajamas on, who wants to, obviously, and goes to the back of the ship to the PJ party. And I'm telling you, you are on the back of this cruise ship. The DJ is phenomenal. The wind is in your hair. You see the back of the ship as you're moving. They have all these big lounge beds. That's another great thing about Virgin is there's lounge chairs, but much more space around the ship with these big lounge beds. So it's just no matter where you go, there's someplace cozy and comfortable to sit, shade or the sun. And so they have the PJ party. And then the other night they have a Scarlet night where everybody dresses in red. And that's really fun as well. And then they have a big Scarlet party in the main pool area at night. The other thing that I really noticed about Virgin is how inclusive they are. And as a mental health therapist and somebody who worked with all different types of people with mental health issues or struggles and stress and anxiety and adapting to their life, to see how all-inclusive this cruise line was really warms your heart to know that the LGBTQ community can feel comfortable on this cruise line. And knowing that if you go on this cruise line, you should be all accepting because you will see it and you will experience it. There was this group of guys on Scarlet Night. They got these costumes that looked like big wings, and inside the wings were these red lights, and they all moved around the ship together. And it was just so beautiful to see. Not only was it fun, but just that they could be free without judgment and just to be all inclusive. So that is a huge benefit, I believe, of this cruise line. The staff. I have been, again, on many cruises, and the staff looks miserable, except for the crew staff. They look miserable. The servers look miserable. They get annoyed when your dinner takes too long. It's just, and I don't blame them. I mean, they work them hours. I mean, they live in these little tiny cabins and, you know, they work so hard. And I really noticed how happy the crew seemed. And that kind of made me smile. And I remember saying it to my husband. And then ironically, the night before the last night of the cruise, the drag queen was doing a show. And at the end, they said, I want to say something about Virgin Cruise Lines. We have all worked on many cruise lines, but nobody treats their staff better than Virgin. And I felt it And so to me, that was another plus. There's no tipping. You don't have the typical cabin steward or stewardess. It's kind of like a hotel. Somebody comes and cleans your room once a day. And if you need anything else, you call. That's it. There's nobody who's constantly, do you need this? Do you need that? Because they want a bigger tip. And I get it. It's their livelihood. But sometimes it becomes a little overwhelming. So having this once a day cleaning is fantastic. The other thing I will say about Virgin, though it's 18 and older, they still try to make you, the adult, feel like the kid. They have swings. They have seesaws. They have boxing punching bags. They have a game room where it's all free. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, all cruise lines have beverage packages. Not this cruise line. Every soda you drink, every club soda, every regular juice or lemonade is free. You bring your own cup if you want a big drink. You fill it up as many times as you want to a day. There is no extra charge for that. And most people get some money towards a drink package for your alcoholic beverages as well. So it's just a great thing. And so they have this game room, and then they have this bar with all these games, and they have board games, and the ice cream. You know, you all get that soft service ice cream on the cruise ships. Everybody stands in a big line. It's usually by the pool deck. Not on Virgin. It's inside like a regular ice cream parlor, and it's not that soft serve. It's real like gelato ice cream where you pay extra on other ships. Not on Virgin. And you get three choices of cones. You get red velvet, dark vanilla, and regular vanilla waffle cones. So as you can see, they give you so much for your money where other cruise lines, I believe, nickel and dime you. Now, my last favorite thing that came to food, and this just really brought out the kid in me. I mean, they have movies you can watch in your room. And so my husband and I would pick a movie one or two nights. I believe we did it. And what can you have delivered to your room? Popcorn in those cute little popcorn bags. Gummy bears, you can get chocolate covered pretzels, you can get snack mix. I mean, like a kid, you're going to watch this movie like you're in a little movie theater in your cabin. They just make everything wonderful. The shopping is nice, there's no pushiness. And oh my goodness, I almost forgot the most important thing that happened to me on this cruise. Something they have on this cruise that nobody else has on any other cruise line. A tattoo parlor. You heard me right. Virgin Voyages has a tattoo parlor called Squid Ink. I mean, come on. Talk about advertising, Squid Ink. It's pretty cool for a cruise line. And it's pretty cool to have. And they have three tattoo chairs. There were two people doing tattoos and one who was the manager. And they do about a three-week stint, the tattoo artists, and they get them from all over the world. And my tattoo artist was from Alicante, Spain, originally. He lives somewhere else now in Europe. But to know that my tattoo artist was from Spain, and I was on a cruise ship getting my very, very first tattoo, and I was scared shitless, was just an experience. And when I tell you, you might be like going a tattoo on a cruise ship. Who the heck's going to do that? They were booked from the time they opened to the time they closed every single day. That's how many people got tattoos on the ship, whether it was their first, their second, or their 10th. And it was just amazing to watch the tattoo artists work. And I would ask different people questions, and I asked this one man who came, because they ask you to come back and get a check, which is wonderful. And they put this new material on top. You know, people used to get like cellophane. It's called plasma, and it's like a second skin, and they put it on and it stays on to 6 days after your cruise is over. But they check it to see it. Everything's healing and looking great. This one guy comes for them to look, and I'm like, you know, why did you decide to get a tattoo? I said, this is my very first tattoo. And he said, let me tell you something, and remember that I said this to you. You will become addicted. Tattoos tell your life's story. And from those words, and from the moment that my tattoo was finished, I became enlightened and self-empowered. And now I'm on this research about tattoos, and I want to interview people and their tattoos and why they're tattoos and what do they mean. And there's actually a thing called tattoo therapy. It helps with grief and processing and marking monumental things in your life. So Virgin Voyages has a freaking tattoo parlor. Come on. They have a couple coffee shops, and they look like little real coffee shops where you can sit with your computer like you do in a Starbucks. I'm sure I've missed a lot of things. And the last thing that I really can remember is on traditional cruise lines, the night before you disembark, you must put your suitcases outside your cabin in the hallway by a certain time. Well, what this entails is you must shower and have your pajamas to change into and have a separate pair of clothes for the morning set aside with all your toiletries and everything that you need. And you have to carry those off the ship outside of your luggage because you have to put your luggage outside the door the night before. Well, you could still do that on Virgin Voyages if you choose. But if you choose not to, like we did, well, we just didn't have to go through that whole rigmarole the night before. And the next day, we didn't even pack the night before. We got up at 8 a.m. because our checkout time was 10:15. We packed up. We went to breakfast. We came back, grabbed our suitcases, and wheeled them off ourselves. It was beautiful. So if you're thinking about taking a cruise or booking a cruise and you don't have children under the age of 18, seriously consider Virgin Voyages. It is just an extremely different, the ship is set up differently, the crew is different, the way the ship is run are different, even the muster stations were so much different. So give it a try. I love it. I'm hooked. I have two more books now, one with girlfriends and one with my daughter, because it really was a pleasurable experience. So I will continue to share my voyages with you. Next week, I'm going to share my trip to Aruba that I took right before my Virgin Voyages cruise. And I have so much planned this summer that I can't wait to share it with you. If you have any questions about Virgin Voyages, or you've never cruised before, please feel free to leave comments. Please follow. I'm really trying to build my following, even if it's just that you listen to these lives about traveling. My podcast is really about self-motivation and self-empowerment. There's 149 episodes. There's something I'm sure you can find. Even if I touch just one of you or get one viewer or follower, follow me on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok as well, LinkedIn, and YouTube. What a mouthful. Well, when we're in social media, we've just got to cover everything to try to get our podcasts out there. Of course, we want to monetize because that's what keeps us going with the podcast. And I just want to touch people with my experiences through my being a mental health professional, my personal experiences, and now my travels this summer. So I want to leave you with this thought. Positive thoughts always create positive energy. Go out and explore all those wide open spaces in your world. And pop in your earbuds, listen and evolve with me with some of my podcasts. And until next time, my friends, ciao.